Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Scott Jones. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Jones as described in my report of 4/18/21. Pretty is now a 32-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 10/30/09. Appeared on that occasion a vehicle rolled back and pinned his body against another vehicle. But as a result, he believes he injured his ribs and spine, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a herniated disc. Period, he did not undergo any surgery. Period, he states he continues to receive pain management as recently as 1 month ago. Period, the rest of that section is normal. The medical records currently supplied were all previously available, so will not be repeated here. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper is normal. Extremities lower is normal. Cervical, he was tender at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Over in the midline, thoracic, normal lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period, changed positions fluidly and was able to squat and rise. Period, inspection revealed the midline longitudinal scar measuring 3 inches in length. Period, he sat at 90 degrees flexion but actively flexed to 25 degrees. Period, extension as well as bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period, there was mild tenderness palpation about the right paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Period, seated straight leg raising on the right at 30 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, there was no extension response and slump test was negative. Period, on the left, no symptoms were elicited at 90 degrees. Period, supine straight leg raising maneuver on the right at 40 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. New paragraph. There was globally diminished soft touch sensation in the right lower extremity, particularly its posterior aspect. Period. There was a prominent right medial cuneiform bone that was tender to palpation. Period, he states he has swelling and bruising intermittently here. Period, he did drive from Kentucky, which took him 3 days. Period, this speaks to his ability to sit for protracted periods of time. Period, he paragraphed the current exam, found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period, there was no weakness or atrophy in either lower extremity. Period, there was globally diminished soft touch sensation in the right lower extremity. Period, both sitting and supine straight leg raising maneuvers on the right elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, no tension signs were negative. Period, impressions on 10/30/09, Scott Jones was injured, as will be marked in my prior report. Period, since evaluated here, he has not had any additional treatment or testing. Period. Per your cover letter, he alleges injuries to his back and fractured ribs. Period. And the rest of my report will be from the previous one as marked. And that'll be the end.